the City of Fairhope Planning Director, Hunter Simmons. Good morning, Hunter. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure.
Appreciate you being here. The City of Fairhope brings a City of Fairhope department head the first Wednesday of each month, and I always love it when it's you because the growth is probably the biggest topic in town, and you're in charge of a lot of that. So thank you for being here. Where should we start? Lots of folks ask, what about the hotels, the boutique hotel downtown, and now, what is it, a Hampton coming out across from Walmart?
Yes. So we have had a couple of projects come through the hotel downtown. Let's start there. That is on the corner of Oak and Section Street, 14-unit boutique hotel that will have kind of event space, I would say upper scale, and it will be a privately owned and managed, so not a chain. But that one has been approved, so I think they're working on construction documents and hopefully get their permits started in the next 3 or 4 months. And then we also had it's actually a mixed-use development. It's across the street, Highway 181 from Walmart.
Okay.
It does include a two-story hotel. They're not to the branding yet, so they did propose, mention maybe a Hilton Garden Inn, but that could change. We're not locked into a brand. It's more about what it looks like in size and how many rooms. But that project also includes restaurants, office space, and even very few, but I think about 8 residential units above some office space. So you've been here for a few years to understand the village concept.
Right.
And this is truly one of the first projects that is really bought into that idea that's not close to the CBD. So, which is the central business district where we're sitting now. So they have tried to create kind of a pedestrian mall within their project, shared parking, and kind of create some energy around the hotel. So you should be able to go there, see a few shops, have a couple of options for restaurants. So pretty excited about that one. That will be on the next city council agenda for final approval.
Okay. And now the boutique hotel downtown, a lot of people, parking is an issue even with our parking garage and our shuttle. So some folks I hear a lot of, why would they do that downtown when there's already nowhere to park? Explain what the ordinance is for CBD or the central business district of why you don't have to create parking spaces.
Right. I think Fairhope's really was on the forefront of planning. This was before my time, but did not require parking in a lot of projects in the CBD. Didn't require it, but certainly encouraged handling some where appropriate. But the main focus in the CBD is creating a vibrant downtown. So the biggest parking problem you have is when there's a bunch of empty spaces in any downtown. We don't have a parking problem. Parking problem when there's nobody coming to your downtown.
I see.
And that is, even at the national level, Main Street USA was a project really kicked off kind of the 70s to revive a lot of the downtowns. And that was one of the big components. Yes, sometimes you might have to drive around the block, but in downtowns, we typically designed for, if you can park within a quarter of a mile, you know, that's a good, that's a good goal to have. And we did evaluate whether there's parking. I don't want it to sound blind because we are successful downtown now that are in magazines all over the country.
Right.
We are looking at new, you know, potentially new, options for creating some parking requirements.
Mayor, good. I asked the mayor and Council President Jay Robinson about that. Is it, in today's world, should that ordinance change?
And we don't want to, I'll tell you Hunter Simmons' thought, not necessarily what makes it through to an adoption of an ordinance. But I think we should have some requirements on maybe not hotels, restaurants, and retail, but office space. Because if office spaces come in, take over, and don't have provide any parking, well, then your downtown can be deteriorated and just become office space. And what do we want here? This is a economic heart of the city.
Good
and
point.
The tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want that to completely be taken over. We want some office, but at least, you know, an office that might have 30 employees and provide no parking needs to be balanced with the goals of our comprehensive plan in the CBD.
Okay. Another thing people talk about a lot, when are Publix opening? When's Aldi opening?
Yeah.
Now, you're heavily involved in how they get built, but what about now?
Actually, let's so we have a kind of running joke. You also see Eric Cortinason here, our building official. We kind of have an inside joke. I tell them what they can build, where they can build it, how it can look like. He tells them how to build it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the our big involvement is on the front end and the approvals. But we do close out projects, and both of those have a final plat before the whole centers are open. We did just release the certificate of occupancy for the Publix on Battles Road last week. So that means they can actually start to plan their opening, and hopefully we'll hear something from them. I don't know exact dates, and I wouldn't spoil it if I did.
Right.
But I can tell you they've received their certificate of occupancy for the store only. Now, they'll have to come in and close some things out before, you know, the out parcels and other projects can be open.
Mm-hmm.
But and I don't have an update on the one on 184, one-on-one, as far as they're still under construction and trying to get some site work and some other road construction things tied up before they can get open. But I don't see why both of those will not be open in this year.
Okay. Oh, we'd certainly hope so.
Yes.
Oh, I caught it now. It took me there a minute. I was pulling up your Planning Commission meeting agenda, as the Planning Commission is meeting is that Monday night, the first Monday of each month, at 5 p.m., and I think there's a few items on the agenda that you might want to cover with us. And one of them is concerning FST and Encounter Development. Is this that the property at 181 and 104 where the house from Close Encounters was
well,
utilized?
This lot is not. Look, to explain this one a little better, I believe it was somewhere around 35 acres there on the corner, came in for a rezoning case. There was one out parcel, smaller parcel, that was not included in that 35 acres. So all this case is that small little parcel being annexed in and getting requesting the same zoning type as the overall 35 acres. The Close Encounters house, that as people know it and refer to it, it actually sits on the 35 acres.
Uh-huh.
We do not have a plan for that to be developed. It was just a zoning case. We have talked to the developer who is out of Connecticut, and they do intend to save the house. You know, they're kind of in their due diligence in finding it, maybe moved to another site, or, you know, maybe left to where it is. But that's the conversations we've had to date. But again, the next step for them will be coming in with something else, a preliminary plat, a multiple occupancy project to show how they're actually going to develop that site.
Okay. All right. Another item on next week's agenda is the public hearing considering a 63-lot major subdivision on 49 acres north of 104 and east of 13 near the Waters subdivision. Tell us about that.
Sure. That is North Hills, and it's phase two. The project, this, just to be clear for everyone, this is not an additional 63 lots that nobody knows about. This is a final plat. So the process, this project was actually approved 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
They built phase one, had it final platted, and if you're driving through, it's kind of sits in a hill and big lake, pretty area, scenic. this is phase two that sits on the back of the property. And the what we do in the final plat is review the roads, the utilities, the infrastructure that has been built. We review that and approve the final plat before they can start building any homes. So that's what we're looking at Monday night. We have already done our inspections and are just presenting to the Planning Commission so that we can sign a plat and get that recorded. And it kind of closes the our review of that project.
But another 63 homes that
yes.
will be
yes.
here. Now, how has SB 107 affected you and the planning department, where the county is now going to take over all of the subdivision rules and regulations, and the city no longer will govern any of that?
Yeah. Oh, it's as clear as, you know, we are no longer in charge of subdivision regulations or really anything, building permits, outside of our city limits. And if any of your listeners are curious, they can look at our zoning map to see where our actually city limits are. It's kind of shocking. You know, people think of Fairhope as anything with a 36532 area code. It's not. So there's a lot of things being reviewed by Baldwin County's Planning Commission and will be thus far. There has been some zoning enacted in some of those areas that gives some people some protections, at least, or review procedures. And I believe we've got two other districts. It's not a Fairhope thing, but I am a big fan of the zoning and hope everyone gets a chance to get out and vote for that. I believe those are next week, but you'd have to check with Baldwin County planning on that.
East of Fairhope, with some folks that have gotten together at a grassroots effort to yeah. implement zoning
right.
in the county.
Yep, and there has been some over the last couple mm-hmm. of years, District 8, District 14, I think this is 39, District 38 plan did not go through. Uh-huh. They voted to not implement zoning. So, but yes, the Baldwin County Planning Commission will be looking at anything outside of our city limits. There is an agenda item just to clean up some of our subdivision regulations. I believe it's the last item on the agenda.
Public hearing to accept resolution 2022-06 for various proposed amendments to the City of Fairhope subdivision regulations. Yeah.
And basically that is a cleaning up of anything that refers to us applying our subdivision regulations outside the city limits. Uh-huh. So no significant major changes as far as posing new rules. It's just cleaning up to reconcile the change that entails.
I interviewed Matthew Brown last week, the Baldwin County Planning and Commissioner.
Sure.
And the way he explained it is it kind of simplifying the process, where folks had to go to city officials and county officials and things might get murky. Here it's one boss, one ordinance, one resolution, and not two.
Yes, and that is correct. I do not disagree with that at all. You know, in Alabama, it's one of the few states that actually had planning jurisdictions, ETJs, as we've known them. You know, but a lot of states that don't have those actually have state level protections. I mean, there's quite a few states require zoning in all properties to be zoned or environmental protections at a state level. Alabama does not have that. The biggest challenge, and this is, I hope, something that we'll have to grow into, have a great relationship with Matthew. So, but we'll have to keep working together, because one of the things I think Baldwin County's might have some trouble with, it's hard for them to apply rules in their territory for Fairhope specific things or Daphne specific things. Well, it is a completely different those cities, Orange Beach, Stapleton, Bay Minette, Gulf Shores, might have different goals for what they're wanting to do. And when you start looking at the city limit maps, you know, we are very much tied to, right? You know, people wouldn't realize where county properties are. I think without looking at our map, we have county properties right in the middle of residential neighborhoods. If they were to zone those as a commercial area, that could be a problem. I'm not suggesting they're going to do that, but it's going to we're going to have to start working in a different way so that they understand local comprehensive plans and, you know, land use plans and what each city is designed or wants to go to, wants to evolve to. Because otherwise, it all of Baldwin County can be just exactly the same.
Right.
You know, and that, I think one of our commissioners, Lee Turner, said it best. You know, the fear there is you have a halo. Fairhope has long, 126 years of trying to plan. It initiated that way. First town plan was in the 1926. And has evolved for 126 years. The risk is there's a halo right outside of the city limits that is development that doesn't have that same character or considerations. So I think that's something that we're going to have to all figure out as we move forward.
Okay. We're speaking with City of Fairhope Planning Director Hunter Simmons here at WABF. It is 8:39 and 59 degrees. Let's talk about, was on a December meeting about the Clump PUD. Mm-hmm. This is Gayfer Village Partners. This is at 181 between Gayfer Extension and Fairhope Avenue, 75 acres. What is that going to become?
So that is, it actually is the first PUD was approved. I've been here 3.5 years now, so about 4 years ago. They've amended it twice. It does have a component of its townhome style development. Uh-huh. I believe there's 250 in the central area, and then around the perimeter on Fairhope Avenue and 181 will be commercial lots. And then there is a lot on Gayfer Extension that is reserved for retirement center type, assisted living type space. Mm-hmm. So this PUD specifically, this was a relatively minor change. Some of their original plans had a proposed road exiting out onto 181 that cut through a wetland and a floodway. They've worked with the Corps. They've come back and they want to amend that to actually not cut through that wetland, actually create a constructed wetland and actually have that road exit out onto Gayfer. So this slightly changed, but because it's a PUD that had to go back through the process and council, their next step will be coming in for a preliminary plat that gets to the details. So we actually look at landscape plans, drainage plans, and the like, and before they can start construction on that one.
And traffic plans. Traffic is really big. How many houses did you say here?
I believe there's 252 max.
252.
Mm. That's right.
So maybe 300 or 350 cars additional coming and going from that area. Mm-hmm. On Gayfer and 181, how do y'all look at that when you're looking at the overall plan to see if that space can accommodate that traffic?
Sure. And to clarify what traffic studies do, a lot of times they are, people think it's a yes or no question. A lot of times, what improvements need to be made is the bigger question of what a lot of traffic studies that applicants present tell us. This being on Highway 181, we really work with LDOT, not just for the 181 entrances and exits, but also as it might impact Fairhope Avenue and Gayfer. So they review a lot of that work as well and approve turn lanes and extensions, and you know,
okay,
they have to extend adding turn lanes so that cars don't block 181 and keep traffic flow mm-hmm. going. So all of that is included and was included in the, we've had This is the third PUD amendment and a previous preliminary plat. So we've already looked at those things. This one will be looking at from traffic. It's not really different because Gayfer Avenue already has a red light. So they're bringing traffic there. So it'll really be looking at what changes that might impact on turn lanes on 181 from a traffic statement.
And this property is an example of what you no longer will have control over.
This one we will, but, because this one is inside the city
limits. Oh, so this annexed?
This did annex in. Any PUD, and people have some confusing... We've had a PUD for a while, but and that is a planned unit development that is a component of our zoning ordinance. Well, to just muddy waters, the county has adopted.
Yeah,
the county has adopted something that's in their subdivision regulations, not zoning, that is also called a PUD. So that can, you know, but this project is within the city limits. So, and to be clear, there will be certain things. If due to the jurisdictional changes, if we reviewed a project, we will close it out. So if something had a preliminary plat prior to the changes, it will come back through for a final plat with us.
Yes.
But any new applications, we will not be reviewing unless they're
county.
In the city. Yes.
Now, PUD, we're using it as planned unit development. Are you saying there's another meaning for that now the county's using?
They have, so that's a zoning for us. That's a zoning. It's high level conceptual idea of a plan. You know, and we can, the hotel we were referring to on 181 across from Walmart, that was actually a PUD known as the Idlewild PUD that was approved,
right.
I believe 2005. And this plan is amending that. Where that plan was only 5 commercial lots and pretty generic, this is actually amending that plan. And they've already performed a traffic, you know, study, and they're going to have to put some signals and turn lanes and things like that in. But overall, it's conceptual. Where I think and I'm not intimately familiar with all the county regulations, so you know, I ask anybody to confirm, but the PUD in the zone in the subdivision regulations or is a more technical review. Typically, subdivision regulations gets to how it's built and technical, you know, whereas your zoning is a little bit more about uses and sometimes aesthetics and form and how it looks.
Very good. What would you like to mention, Hunter, before we run out of time that I've not thought to ask?
Oh, boy. We have a lot of things going on. We had the State of City last week and really enjoyed meeting a
excellent.
Lot of people. I looked around the room as we were closing, and most of the tables were gone. Tablecloths were off, and we still had people asking questions. So, we are busy, so if there's ever any delays and, you know, you don't get a call back in 30 minutes, please be patient with us. Some days can get really hectic, but we are here to help. And one of the biggest things I would like to, even if you're building a garage, if you're building a gazebo, whatever you're doing, reach out to us before you do it, because I see people get invested, and I hate the being a bad guy, if you will. But it's one of our biggest challenges, people spending money, whether that's in plans or constructing things, without checking with us about what our regulations are. And then
how do you know if you need a permit?
If you're building something, you need a permit. You're going to...
You're repairing something. You're not building.
So that is actually a better question for Eric when he gets here on permitting. We review... A lot of permits when people are building, and basically if you're building outside your existing walls, we look at those additions or additional buildings for zoning compliance. Technically I think you can have a permit for painting, but that would be better suited for Eric to answer on that. But
when it comes to building things,
if you're building outside of your house,
then check first.
Check with the planning and zoning to see if it works, instead of investing your time and money and then being told no.
Because of setbacks and other rules and regulations?
Setbacks, separations, yes. Height, I mean, we get it all. So we our rules are out there. You know, they're admittedly not the funnest of reads, but they are there. We'll be happy to sit down and look at something. Basically, when they have it on a napkin sketch, you know, let's look at it
right.
from the early stages so we can at least tell you what where to look.
Should folks call or can they submit an email or an application permit
we have,
online? How does that work now?
We have a list of numbers on our website. Feel free to call those. They can email planning@fairhopeal.gov.
Planning@fairhopeal.gov.
Mm-hmm. And schedule a meeting if they'd like, or just a call, and we can happily. I have a great staff that is they're on the phone and meeting with people all day long, so we'll be happy to answer any questions on the front end.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hunter Simmons, City of Fairhope Planning Director. You can catch him in action at the Fairhope Planning Commission meetings, first Monday of each month, 5 p.m. You can also catch him at the City Council work sessions where so many things are discussed and you get up to plan.
That's right.
And all of those can be seen live as the meeting is happening or later on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel. We will also have this interview posted on our website by lunchtime today. If you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend, thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lori.